Welcome to Dr. Sex Fairy, America's number one sexuality podcast. I am Dr. Kaval Bava, America's favorite sex doctor, and I am here to transform your life. Today's episode is part of our series called 6 Minutes on Sex, our fun, quickie episodes, where I discuss some great topics in a short amount of time. Today, we are diving deep into a topic that sparks curiosity and excitement in so many of us. Sexual fantasies. But first, what are they? And why are they something to be celebrated? Fantasies, those secret scenarios that play out in our minds, are a natural and often misunderstood aspect of human sexuality. They can range from the mundane to the exotic. And today we are going to demystify them by delving into some intriguing data. Research conducted by Dr. Justin Lehmiller, a leading expert in the field, revealed some fascinating statistics about the prevalence of sexual fantasies. According to his studies, a whopping 97% of individuals report having had sexual fantasies at some point in their lives. These often involve scenarios that many people can relate to, such as trying new sexual positions, engaging in romantic settings, or experiencing adventurous locations like sex on a beach or in a forest. On the other hand, there are sexual fantasies that involve taboo topics. Research by Dr. Mark Griffiths shows that a significant percentage of individuals harbor fantasies that might be considered unconventional or even controversial. However, it is important to remember that having a fantasy doesn't necessarily reflect one's real-life desires or intentions. Current data suggests some interesting gender differences in sexual fantasies. For example, men tend to report more frequent fantasies related to multiple partners, while women often have fantasies involving emotional connection and romance. Fantasies can sometimes be seen as unrealistic and negatively impacting relationships. But contrary to common misconceptions, sexual fantasies can actually benefit relationships. According to data published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, couples who openly discuss their fantasies and incorporate them into their sex lives often report higher levels of satisfaction and intimacy. A good relationship should allow both partners to discuss what they find sexy or how they would like to spice things up. That said, not all sexual fantasies are created equal. While most are perfectly healthy and normal, some individuals may grapple with distressing or compulsive fantasies. Seeking the advice of a qualified therapist or counselor can be helpful in addressing any concerns. So what's the take-home point here? It is that sexual fantasies are a natural, common, and often healthy part of human sexuality. It is essential to embrace and understand them without judgment. They can enrich your life and, when shared with a partner, lead to exciting new adventures. Actress Miley Cyrus was interviewed by Paper Magazine in 2015 and said, "I am literally open to every single thing that is consenting and doesn't involve an animal and everyone is of age. Everything that's legal, I'm down with." This concludes our quick journey into the world of sexual fantasies. Remember that you are not alone in your desires and that there's no need to feel ashamed or embarrassed. Exploring your fantasies can be a rewarding and fulfilling aspect of your sexual journey. For those of you on YouTube, please consider liking this video, subscribing to the Dr. Sex Fairy channel, and sharing this and other episodes. Leave comments and questions. I will answer them personally. Please subscribe to the Dr. Sex Fairy podcast on platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave this podcast and me a 5-star review. Your subscriptions and reviews will help this podcast grow and reach more people around the world. Until next time.